Hello. Let me, I'm going to cut this down a little bit because I will jam out to this song the whole time. You look, this is my jam. hold on. Yeah. Hey, love that disco beat. Hey. Yes. Okay, I had to let that play out because I love that song so much. Hold on, I thought I stopped everything. Hold on, I didn't. Hold on. Because I don't love that song at all. But I just love the disco song so much. Now look, I'm actually supposed to be doing an interview with a young lady who had scheduled with me some time out. And I saw it about a month ago that she had scheduled with me today. And I thought I had messaged her then with instructions and stuff, but I guess I didn't. I know there's automation set up, and I know that the basic automation was set up, but I had a feeling that she wasn't going to show, and I'm going to tell you why. It has more to do with what I'm about to say than probably her in particular, right? Okay, so what I wanted to say about this, and you guys, I'm in a short chair. I've got on this beautiful red dress, which you guys can't see because I'm in a short chair, but I wanted to, in case I look weird on here, I just wanted to let you guys know that. Also, I realize I don't have on my headset, so that could be part of the issue too. Let me put on my headset so I can hear what I sound like and make sure you can hear me and that this all sounds good. Like, you can hear my fan going in the background. Can you hear that? Anyway, this is what I want to say. I had made some post about it. A lot of people, I don't think, pay attention to my post, but I've been making posts about it. Like, you know, has anyone been feeling weird? Has anyone been feeling disoriented? Has anyone feeling like they're not getting, not as motivated? It's coming out in a lot of different ways, okay? But we have, over the last couple of weeks, we've gone through a lot of planetary changes. I mean, I'm an astrologer, so I'm looking at it from that viewpoint. Now, it could just be my own delusion, right? I'm trying to find a way to generalize or explain away what is already happening, but I feel like when you start seeing it on a massive scale, like when it's happening en masse, then I do want to look at it from the, what is it in the sky, if anything, that could be causing it. And right now we've got Jupiter connect Uranus, which is rare. I mean, we're talking hundreds of years. I think 400, if I'm not mistaken, the last time Jupiter and Uranus were conjunct in Taurus. It's been a while. And let's not forget, whenever Uranus is in Taurus, there tends to be war. And there are wars all around us right now. And if you're not in a country that is war-torn, you know, there's rumors of war and talks of war and war. There's all kind of things going on in that way. So yeah, that is something that is definitely a potential, okay, for many. Also, we've just gone through a total solar eclipse, and although it happened on the 20th, so 5 days ago, the effects of it, I mean, deep effects, are going to be for the next couple of weeks. So, you know, that's 2 weeks of us feeling that. Hope I got that right, because we had the full moon on the 25th, but that was in Taurus. So there was 2 weeks ago we went through that, but now we got the Taurus, right? We just went through the full moon. So now the next one's going to be the new moon, I'm assuming in Gemini. So we're like in the midst of a change, and especially once we get into Gemini season, because that is really the time of change. But I'm really concerned about, you know, just a lot of the different changes. We had Mercury retrograde. I think it went direct yesterday as well, if I'm not mistaken. Or going direct to, or the 27th, I think it is. So we're going to be coming out of that. But a lot of us have been going back and looking at things and reevaluating things, and it's just been a very interesting time from that aspect. And there's the Deaf Comet. Don't forget the Deaf Comet, which I think comes through on the 27th, if I'm not mistaken, of April. But we've been in the like shadow of the Deaf Comet ever since the total solar eclipse on the was that the 14th or whatever it was, 2 weeks ago. So anyway, we've been going through a lot, astrologically, psychologically, spiritually. I mean, emotionally, I'm not sure what you as an individual might be experiencing, but something tells me if you're like the rest of us, you've been going through it. I've been going through it. Okay, and when I say that, I say that with all sincerity. Now, I knew I was going to be going through it last year when I saw where all the you know, where they were going to be, you know, how it was going to stack up. But just a few days ago, I almost died. Apparently, I got heart trouble. They let me know I got heart disease. Yay. But it's okay. I mean, look, as far as our family goes, as the women go, I've already overcome what they consider to be the Obi curse, which is our family, you know, surname. The women, a lot of them die at 50 or before because of the heart. So if you make it past, you're a winner, and I'm past that. So I'm a winner, even if I've got all these things, because they told me I had emphysema a few months back, about 6 months ago, and now it's heart disease. And you know, it's aging. That's what it's called. That's what it's called. And it's also Pluto in my first house. Pluto is in Aquarius in my site of my first house. It's been in my first house. So it's this is you know, I almost feel like I'm just watching it all play out, you know, but I'm gonna just be fabulous the entire time. I feel like unless I'm actually dead, I'm gonna keep coming out like I'm not, there's nothing wrong with me. Because why should I burden everybody with all my, you know, illness Everybody's got something. I'm not the only person with something. Everybody got something. And I'm just saying, I don't want to sit around here and worry about what I got and don't got, end up living another 30 years with it, right? Because that's how it works usually. But I also know my horoscope says I'll die suddenly, and I always knew that's probably going to be probably the kindest thing is probably going to be the heart attack, because I got Aquarius in the first house, and the opposite of Aquarius is Leo, and that rules the heart. And I already have blood disease, which Leo rules the blood, the heart, the spine, and the blood, back, blood. And I already knew that's how it would go down. The heart, the back, the blood. And I've had back problems before. I was in a wheelchair for 7 years. I actually dislocated both knees. And I had blood disease. I've got thrombocytopenia and autoimmune. Now I've got the heart disease. So it's I as an astrologer, I could have wrote it out, but I don't want to. And I also the timing of it, this little heart scare. My heart even just talking about it, but this full moon in Taurus was at 4 degrees, and it was trining my natal Uranus. And don't forget Uranus is in Taurus, right? You see the cross there. Anyway, natal Uranus in Virgo in the 8th house of death, and that's exactly when my heart scare came. Yeah, just like I wrote it. If I was an astrologer, I would have called it. But weird, isn't it? Life is weird when you think about it, and also things like astrology, which some people still believe isn't true. But then stuff like that happens, and it's so easily explained because it's already there. Ugh, it's creepy, really creepy. Give me a second, okay? Give me a second. Hello, you guys, it's Adrienne. I just wanted to come back and say, if you are an entrepreneur and you would like to appear as a guest on our podcast, do reach out to me at astrologyalookinside@gmail.com. That's astrologyalookinside@gmail.com, or go to our Calendly. There's actually a link there where you can schedule right on her Calendly, and that's calendly.com/astrologyalookinside. That's calendly.com/astrologyalookinside. I look forward to talking with you, no matter what type of business you have, but especially if you are a holistic business, a spiritual based business, a female owned business. I love women businesses. So reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. Much love. So let's see. I had decided, because my guests didn't show up today, that I would just talk about some things. And I had earlier said that I forgive my guests, because I personally have had some issues when it comes to getting to appointments. And this has been for months. I mean, we're talking about 5 months, 6 months of me really consistently missing out on my appointments. That's why I made it such a big deal to show up today, because I've had this problem when it comes to appointments. And I don't know how many other people have had this issue. I have thought it was because of the Neptune in Pisces, but there could be other things. Right now, there is Mercury retrograde. That could be part of it. But if you've been missing appointments, just feeling like you're not following through, the way you would have or should, then you could be experiencing whatever this is that I think a lot of people are experiencing right now. And it's uncomfortable. It's unnerving because I know myself, I have always been someone who's I'm pretty reliable. I'm kind of like old reliable. So when I am missing appointments and things like that, there's something on. There's something going on in the stars and whatever. And the idea that it might be affecting people in a larger, like not just myself, but multiple people of perhaps even a certain age group of people. But it could just be overall that it is an aspect that's affecting people overall. And I think a lot of us are going through that and experiencing that right now. So if you are, I would love to hear that and wherever you're seeing this in the comments, because it gives me validation that I'm onto something when I hear from other people, yeah, that makes sense. That resonates with me because XYZ or whatever. If you could just share that, if for nothing else, as but to give the validation. Now, I'm gonna do something special. I'm gonna do something special. So give me a second, and then I'm gonna get it all set up, and then we're gonna do the thing that I'm about to do, which is different than what I plan to do, which it's completely different than what I plan to do. But it is going to be kind of cool. So we'll do that in a second. Before I go on to what I'm about to go on to, I had just made a post on Facebook earlier today. And this was actually a carryover about something that happened on TikTok. But I had gotten a comment on TikTok. And in the comment, it said, damn, you look like Michael Jackson and Wendy Williams mixed together. And I said, why do people say mean things to me? Why say such a thing? It is not true. I don't look like Wendy Williams at all. And I don't think I actually look like Michael Jackson. I mean, everything on my face is real. There's nothing not real here. And like my nose, I mean, I always wondered if it's the chin because I have a square chin, but I don't know. And that's the kind of things that, I get. I don't know if it's just an overall essence of meanness that is just taking over because some people are just trolls and they just love to troll. And it is something I've been trolled about, like looking like Michael Jackson. I've been trolled about that for years. It's one of the reasons I'm blonde, or I go blonde because when I wear dark hair, I'm always called Michael Jackson, and I always wondered if it's because of the square chin, because I do. I have a square chin, and Michael had a square chin. But other than that, I don't look a thing like Michael Jackson, and I have a real nose. I mean, it's a little nose, but it's my nose. It's a little. It's a round nose. It's not even the not nose. I don't get why people call it other than the fact that I'm pale. But we've got a country of mixed people. I'm not the only pale person. So I don't get what it is. I really don't. And I guess it's just something about me, right? It reminds people of Michael. I mean, he's beloved, so what can I say? I guess they can't put their finger on it, but I tell you, if I am called Michael Jackson once, I would say at least 5 times a week, at least. Maybe more. I'm not checking like I used to, but I get a lot on YouTube, but now it's spreading over to like TikTok. I've gotten it everywhere. And I'm thinking, what are they seeing? What is that? I don't get it. I'm definitively female. I've always been a female. I don't get it. But I guess in the minds of others, they think they are seeing something, and in their mind, I look like Michael, even though I got a real nose. And I don't look like Michael at all. So crazy. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I go through. But I brought it up because I'm thinking it has something to do with people trying to be mean and or funny. I can't figure, I don't think that was funny. Because Wendy Williams, I don't want to be, I know I don't look like her. I have been said, I run my mouth like her a lot. So I can see why someone might say that because I have the blonde hair. I don't know. It's weird. Being called Michael Jackson. And I do think it's the square chin. I mean, you don't see many people with the square jawline like that, in women on, they always have the women either shave their chins down or, it's not so prominent. I always had a prominent chin, and I think that might be what it is. Because Michael had probably one of the most prominent chins, and you don't see a lot of females with prominent chins. You just don't. They hide. I don't know if it's, it's too manly. But I'm all female. I have a child. Been married a few times. All female. It's all me. Never had no surgeries. Just all what God gave me, and some makeup, and some really nice wigs that I have been promoting, by the way. Just saying. So I don't get it. But I can tell you for a fact that the reason I go blonde is to avoid being called Michael Jackson. It is a fact, okay? And the crazy thing is when I was younger, and chunky, like I used to be really plump too, but they used to say I look like Janet Jackson. So it changed over time from Janet or Latoya to now it's just straight up Michael. And I'm like, wow, interesting. I turned to Michael, which. I mean, this is years. I've been going through this for years. So anyway, I've been trying to deal with that because when you hear it one time, it's weird, then it gets weirder, but I've heard it like about 1,000 times. Like that's how many times. I'm not kidding. I've heard that I look like Michael Jackson. So I must look like Michael Jackson. I don't get it, but in the minds of some people, that's what they're seeing. They're seeing Michael Jackson with a blonde wig on. That's, I don't know why, but I'm just me. Now, it could just be something in my horoscope that is reminding people of Michael. I don't know, but I just want to tell, I guess the reason I brought this up is like if you're online, especially if you're an entrepreneur, and you're getting those kind of trolls. I did not used to think it was acceptable or normal. I used to cry, I used to get so weirded out. Now I just kind of make fun of it, make post about it, or I just ignore it because it happens so often that, but it hasn't happened for a few weeks, so it threw me off today. Like, and it was on a, I was I had blonde hair, and I'm thinking, where did she get that? So even with the blonde hair, he just mixed in Wendy Williams with Michael and still came out with Michael. I don't look like Wendy nor Michael, but in his mind, that's what he got. I look like my grandmother and my mother. And I don't know whoever my daddy is, because I don't know my daddy. And so I know my daddy ain't Michael Jackson, but I'm just saying I don't know who my daddy is. I just My grandma just told me he's a Puerto Rican man, but I don't know who my daddy is. I look like a Puerto Rican girl, so I guess I am Puerto Rican girl. But I don't know who my daddy is. There was a Puerto Rican man from Ponce who raised me, and I called him dad. All my brothers knew who their dad was, but I never found my father. And I am 61. And I've never found my dad. And I'm sure he's probably not alive now, but unless he's in his 80s, right? But Just, and by the way, that is something that was told to me by a magazine writer or reporter writer. It was Astrology Magazine. I don't know if anyone ever got a subscription to Astrology Magazine. And many years ago, like, 30 years ago, this is old. I don't even know if my daughter was born. I don't think my daughter was born yet. So maybe 40 years ago? Anyway, like 38 years ago, maybe, something like that. And it told me that my mother was poor, that in poverty, and that as long as I was with my mother, I would be in poverty. And that it was like her karma or something to that effect. They didn't really say the word karma a lot back then. But it specifically said that I would never know my father. I am now the age I am and still don't know who or what happened that I am here. If it was not for my grandmother, who was nosy like Mrs. Kravis, obviously watching my mom doing the do outside of the house, all in her business, knowing exactly who and when and counting the months and like, really, Grandma? Really? That's the only reason I know. That's the only reason, because my grandma told me. There is nothing about me that screamed Puerto Rican for real in my mind. I never felt like, I mean, Willie Franco raised me, so I always felt like I was Puerto Rican from that viewpoint, but I didn't know until my grandma just screamed it at my mom one day. I saw you. I know who her dad is. I counted the months. And when I look at my daughter and I look at myself, I'm like, yeah, she's right. There's something up in there that don't belong, that she's right. But I don't know him. And even when we did the 23andMe, my daughter's a closest relative by blood was some child in some Hispanic country. I think Chile, something like that. Something and look just like her. Anyway, I don't think people should make fun of the way people look anyway. We live in such a strange world, right? What's normal in today's society? What are you looking for? What is it that, you know, makes me so strange? Why isn't Michael Jackson like? These are the questions of life. Like, I'm like, why? Why are you picking on me? Because I don't get what's normal or what's so different about me. There's a million faces on the internet. A million. They're all different. I maybe mine is unique. I don't know. But I would like more positive to come from seeing me. Like, yeah, you know, hear what I got to say or you know, at least be a positive force, and not a negative force. And I guess in a way, that's part of what I'm trying to say. There's so much negativity, so many trolls, so many people out there ready to tear someone else down based on something they think they see or their own concept of what normal is or acceptable is, because you realize that what you think is acceptable or normal or attractive or beautiful or whatever is you. It's all from the eye of your, you know, the eye of the beholder is you. What you might consider attractive or beautiful, like I can't stand them girls with the baby hair spittles on their foreheads. What the? That ain't natural. But do some people think that's everything? If you ain't got that baby hair spittle going, I'm like, what? That is not natural. So I'm not into that. And I'm older. I'm like I said, you know, I'm past 55. So I'm from a different era where them baby hairs, I mean, yeah, you want to have it, if you're going to have it laid down, you want to have it laid. But all the, like, they literally sell fake baby hair to put on your forehead on purpose. I'm just saying. Maybe this is just an old person rambling. I should just call this old person rambles, man. Because this is the way an old person looking at y'all. Y'all looking at me like there's something wrong with me. I'm looking at y'all like, y'all putting fake hair on your forehead. I just saw this thing where the millennial, wait, was it the Gen Xers are upset at the millennials because they say the millennials look younger than them. These kids in their 20s looking 40 and 50 years old. Why are they looking 40 at 25? Why? Now, me and my daughter are talking because she's a millennial and she looks very young for her age. And one of the things she was seeing is the young kids, they're into things like, Botox and fillers. And like the young girls that went into Sephora, like the 12-year-olds, wearing makeup for grown-ups. That didn't exist when I was growing up. And there is no desire, even yet, for that. I got Ozempic neck right now, but I'm still in the midst of weight loss. And when I do this, you see how young I look for my age. I am not messing that up. You want to know why? Because when people sometimes they'll go in there to get something done and they come back out looking like lions and cheetahs and bears. I'm not doing it. I'm just gonna get old. Like, I'm gonna go with whatever God has got planned. You might not think I'm look natural, but all of this is here. This is all God, okay? And I'm gonna keep it that way as long as I can, as long as I'm allowed. Because once you start putting in things like the fillers and the implants and lifts and tightenings and Botox, your face stops moving. And like, I literally have had not one thing done to my face. Not one. One, I can't afford it. Or I have felt like I couldn't. I haven't even had my eyebrows messed with. I haven't done nothing. Nothing. And I hear people saying stuff about me all the time. Like, she done this, she done that. And I'm like, nothing. I play with filters. I like them, just like everybody else. I'm using the same filter everybody else uses. I'm not nothing. I ain't taking chances. I don't trust it. My grandmother lived to 97 years old, and she always said, don't go under the knife. Like, try to stay away from the knife, like, as much as possible if you can. That the longer you avoid surgeries, the longer you extend your life. And she was not wrong. And many of the women in our family tried to live by that. And one aunt lived to 102. And she didn't really pass until they put her into a home. So, another one was 95, I think. And I think she would have made it to 100, but her daughter was murdered by her grandson. And, really quickly her heart failed. It was too much. That's too much. Too much. That reminds me, I need to check on my cousin, who's kind of like a survivor of that family, and I've not heard or seen her. Need to find her number. Anyway, you guys, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. Like I said, this is going to be called old person rambles, because this is how old people think. And you're, I'm sorry. Okay, so I've got a plan of what I want to do. I'm going to do this and just use this time for this idea that I've got. But some time ago, I had made this plan of outlining different podcasts or things that I was going to do. And I've not followed through. I've not followed through and done that, but I want to follow through. and do that. So what I'm gonna do, so I'm gonna change my background, and then I'm just gonna talk about a particular subject or two. I'm not sure. We'll see. So give me a second. I'm gonna set it up in just a moment.